We come together tonight in the name of Jesus, and we're thankful for this day and for this night. And we're thankful that we're all your people, and you love us, and that Jesus died for our sins that we might have eternal life. We thank you, Father God. We yield to the unction and direction of the Holy Ghost to roll out the red carpet of the word, that we won't leave the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you to prepare your hearts to receive the word of God tonight, because it is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, as we shared it with you last week. And what I wanted to do, I asked Bishop if I could teach again tonight, because I was right at the point of something, and I kind of left you hanging, you know, those cliffhanger type shows that we see. And I wanted to make sure that the meaning that the Lord was having me to share with you is clear. That is my heart's desire. So I want to be sure that you understand that. And they were singing that song last week. You thought I was worth saving, and so you cleaned me up, and you thought I was worth keeping. You thought I was worth to die for, and you sacrificed your life. And so look at your neighbor and say, he sacrificed his life for you. Say it again. Say, he sacrificed his life for you. And we talked about standing for your freedom and your liberty that you have in Christ Jesus. In order to be able to stand, you have to know what it is. In order to be able to know how to stand for that, you have to know what it is. You have to know what you have in Christ Jesus. And so the things that are not necessary, the things that are not important, the things that are not from God, those are the things we want to get rid of. I was pruning my rose bushes and the other flowers a few days ago, and I was just cutting those limbs off, and they were there. And it seems like they weren't bothering the plant, but as I cut them off and as I pulled off the dead blooms and all, I found out they were taking from the plant nutrients that would have been necessary to help those leaves that are there to grow. And so what God wants us to do is to take a new look at our lives through the telescope of the Word of God. We have things set up in our hearts, in our minds, as the way things are, should be. Many of them are based on how we were brought up, our culture or whatever. But let's go through the Word of God. He said the way is narrow, but it's not hard to go through. I want you to understand that even though it's narrow, it is not hard to go through that path. What it is you have to have a made-up mind to seek God. Say, seek God. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Brother Hagin has talked on two particular areas that we need to rev up and get into more strongly. One is the Word, and another is prayer. One is what? The Word, and another is what? Prayer. And we have also been so blessed to learn that there is a prayer that we can pray that's the perfect prayer. And that's praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues to make it clearer. And so as we get more revelation of the Word of God, the more we change and we become one with Him. Say, one with Him.
One with Him.
Because we die in sin, to the sin, and we're raised to what? The newness of life in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to say some things. I said some things last week, and the enemy tried to just pound me on the head about some things, but I'm going to operate, I believe, a little bit in the office of a prophet, but just based on the Word of God. Hear with your heart. Tell your neighbor, say, hear with your heart. And Bishop has already talked Sunday, and that was such a beautiful lesson to me, when he's talking about not taking offenses. And things won't happen when you take offense. Things won't happen when I'm disobedient. Say that. So things won't happen when I'm disobedient. That I mean good things now. Disobedience will cause things to happen, but there won't be the blessing of God. Amen? So we talked about that power of oneness last week. We talked about 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture, I'm going to go back over that one a little bit. We talked about the word of God being sharper, Hebrews 4, 11 and 12, 13 and 16, sharper than any two-edged sword, how that word works. And say the word will change me. Now tell your neighbor, it will change you too. For the better, if you will take it into your heart. Meditate on it day and night. If you will, give up your way and take on God's way. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. And then we talked about that God had made us kings and priests. And so we live, we walk, we talk on a higher level. I saw a lady, it's been a few years back, and she was talking about we don't have to think old, we don't have to do old. She said too many of us walk like this when we get certain age. And she said, I was a dancer, I walk like this, and I put my foot forward, and I walk, and that's what we can do. We're not arrogant, so we're not arrogant. We're not uppity. We're not uppity. We just live who we are. Kings and priests unto our God. So God, he's never beating us down. He's always lifting us up. God is never what? Beating us down. He's always lifting us up. That's his desire. Now God might have to do, if I may use the word spank, if we disobey, if you can understand that clearly. I was asking Bishop about a scripture I want to share. And sometimes God has to bring judgment if you keep on and keep on and keep on being disobedient. T doesn't show up Tupelo High School Monday. No explanation. They call him Mr. Callis, he doesn't answer. So he comes in Tuesday. And he tells them whatever. Truth, I hope, but whatever. But then he doesn't show up Wednesday. They call him, and finally about 12, he answers the phone. And they can tell he has a hangover. But he says his big toe is hurting. So strange I would say that. And then he doesn't show up Friday. And they can't get in contact with either. When he shows up Monday, what you think is going to happen? Amen. So if we keep on disobeying God, then God has to do something. His word has already said what he'll do. Many times we don't know, or we wouldn't do some of the stuff we do, or not do some of the stuff we wouldn't do. So Lord, my heart is right before you. Bill Whiston said, and I quoted him last week unofficially, in the worst of situations, speak the word of God. So we have this word forever coming forth, this word forever coming forth, this word forever coming forth. And the situation seems bad, bad, bad. What am I going to do? I will speak the word. Now, in order to speak the word, I have to what? Know the word. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say amen, CFC.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. George Meyer says nothing is free. Even grace costs Jesus a lot. If you want to get better at whatever it is you're doing, it's going to require time. I was sharing with a cousin Sunday that Bishop built a house and doing a lot of work on this building, doing a lot of work on that one. And she said, he said, oh, he's a carpenter. Well, he didn't start out being one. I said he was a brick mason. But he put what? Time and effort, and I dare say that you would agree with me that he is good. Say good.
Good.
Amen. And so it's going to cost you something. Working all day on the job and coming down here working on the house to midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning, getting up. Maybe you need to rest, but I got a crew. Who needs to work? Who have a family? Get paid. Just throw that in, didn't cost you anything. Get paid. No money left for the house. Well, when I got through paying the crew, paying expenses, no money left for the house. It's going to what? Cost you something. Amen.